My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We are so involved in trying to see where we are with our situations that is a major part of seeing the leaves fall, seeing the time go by, seeing this day and this week, how they go by. And by the way, fault, I have in my life played option quarterback so many times and wait until the last leaf on the tree. And I, if you want to picture an option, pure option quarterback going out to the sideline, I have run that ball and kept it and not hand it off to the back, not pitch it back, not throw it. And I have run that thing all the way out to the sideline before I made the decision. Because I couldn't get whatever it took to, it wasn't right for me to make the decision. And so what our fans, what you're seeing, what we deal with is we're buying time. We're option quarterbacking, and we're going on out toward the sideline, and we haven't handed it off. We haven't pitched it. We're trying to make our mind up what to do. Does that sound like Mahomes to you? A little bit? Okay. It do. It really do. So having said that, I'm just trying to give you a description here. That's what we're doing.
Okay.
And we're waiting for something to happen.
That's over my head. I'll admit, when I don't know things, I ask, seek help. And since we have a very high IQ, that's been proven over for our listening audience, I put out a request for Clarence Goldsboro Jr., a.k.a. Cowboy Clay, to call in and explain that, because I have no idea what that meant. If you do, anybody that does, I'd appreciate that. That is interesting to me. Shout out to Jess X, one of the smoothest handles I've heard of on X. That's pretty bold. I like that. Jess X. Have you noticed the wrestling that goes on between Twitter and X?
What do you mean, like the name or?
Yeah, people. I mean, it's been, what has it been, a year and a half? it's been out. Some people won't let it go. How they?
I mean, I hate the name X. It's really dumb. It sounds like something from the 90s.
Yeah, but it's not going away. I just find it interesting that it seems to be a little bit of a hang-up that that is interesting. I also shout out to Mitch Tischler, the big fella. He posted a hit, and Calvin Johnson, who's one of the greatest players ever not to ever toot his own horn. Calvin Johnson was a beast. And they asked him a question on the St. Beg your pardon?
Megatron.
Yeah, Megatron on St. John's, the St. Brown's podcast, who was the hardest hit. And he said it was the captain. He said London Fletcher. He said he got hit so hard, he just felt like he wanted to take himself out of the game. And I thought that was cool, man. The captain is one of the all-time greats. And love this dude, man, because how hard he worked, how hard he practiced. And it's just in a throwback. Football is about linebacker, man. It's about... You grew up in the 60s, and people that are listening that have a little gray in their beard, you could define your football team based on your middle linebacker and your fullback. Those are the toughest dudes on the team. Now you got teams that don't even have a fullback. And so I like to think that the 49ers, to me, for many, 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 many years, have been the standard bearer in terms of offensive competence. Always enjoyed the Niners because they were innovative but always physical. You never ever associate them with finesse, yet they have a lot of finesse, but they never leave power, and they always have a fullback. And you know, their tight ends aren't X receivers, they're tight ends. And they'll play two of them. It's football. And they always, the running game is the base of their offense. They're not pass happy. They're points happy. They're trying to outscore you. So, you know, there's a lot going on. The one thing about it, injuries are a part of the game. It's what makes this sport, in my opinion, a gladiator sport. The one thing I hope for is that we're just given a chance to have some health. The Lions just lost Michael Bagley for the season, their place kicker, torn hamstring. He was brilliant last season. This is what happens. You work all year. You get to this point. And it's not that he's a kicker. No, he's a place kicker. That's money. We're going through a bit of transition right now in that area. Every loss is a huge loss for a team that's ascending. They got big plans, big ideas in Detroit. Yeah, Detroit. Be happy about that. I'm thrilled that the Bengals and Detroit have championship aspirations. You know why? Because we used to all be on the same block at the bottom. So it's possible to shed that skin and create a new agenda. You do not have to be what your past dictates. You can rebuild yourself. And I love that. Love it.
So are you hoping to see another Lions and, I guess, Commanders now championship NFC game in the near future?
Well, you better – well, I hope we get in it.
That's what I'm saying. You know, the last time the Commanders, or the Redskins then, were in the championship, yeah, it was against the Lions with Barry Sanders.
Yeah. Yeah. And we were – we're nowhere near that from our standpoint.
Probably not this season, but you know, both teams are still on their upward trajectory in a year or two. That might still be a possibility.
Well, I don't think we have anything in common with them as we speak, other than we're both pro football franchises. I think they have, but what they've shown me, that it's possible. this possible. The Bengals and Detroit were dead last. And now both of them are knocking on that door. And that, to me, is very encouraging. So you go back and look and you say, well, how are they doing it? What do they both have in common? And even a blind man can see that. Quarterback. You got to have a quarterback. And you've got to be able to.
Well, Goff's probably not even a top 10 quarterback, do you think?
Who is? Who doesn't have a top 10?
Do you think he's a top 10 quarterback in the NFL?
I do. He's on my top 10 list.
All right.
Yeah, he's on my top 10 list.
I'm not saying he's bad. I just, you know, I wouldn't put him up there.
I don't have anybody on my top 10 list. All my top 10 quarterbacks have been to a Super Bowl. I don't think I only had one of them that hasn't been. That's just me.
Probably Lamar.
I don't have anybody in my top 10 list that's not been to a Super Bowl. I don't think I had one guy.
Lamar Jackson, because, probably, right?
Well, no, maybe he might have been the only one. To me, because I'm in it for different reasons. I'm not in it for fantasy points. I'm not in it to gamble. I'm in it to win championships. And so for me, if the quarterback can't get me to the Super Bowl, then he ain't the guy. So when I'm looking at top 10 quarterbacks, how the hell can I have somebody leapfrog a guy who's led a team to a Super Bowl? Why? Because he throws real well and he jumps over people? That don't mean nothing to me. I need a guy that can lead the team to an NFC or AFC championship game and win it. So no. I mean, part of my whole deal is, but again, everybody, and it doesn't mean I'm right. It just means that's how I do it. Everybody do it your way. Whatever floats your boat. That's the beauty of this. I don't think it's any one person's prerogative to say this is the only. No, it's your, do you. Whatever excites you. But to me, if you're not in this to win it all, then we don't connect. Why are you even here? Yeah, that's the beauty of this. I'm not forcing you into this. You opt into this because you want to learn the formula. You want to be a winner. You don't want to be the brunt of jokes when you're hanging out with your crew and they're mocking you because your team is terrible or you're in last place again. You're tired of that. You want out. You want to be with the champions. Okay, get it. Well, then this is the way it works, you know. And it's not going to be make you feel good every day. And it's going to be boring at times. But now go find me Mark Mosley. Go find me a guy that I can count on to put points on the board. And so we're hoping we're at a new crossroads with the place kicker. We've got the best punter in football. What is that? That's yardage. We got to flip the field to our advantage. We're so used to having the best return men in the world on our team. We got to get back to that. Why were these guys so good? Because they flipped the field. We led the world in that. Because our special teams people return guys. They blocked their butts off. And we had these two lunatics, Nelms and Mitchell, and they ran over everybody. So we were always in great field position. It didn't happen by obnoxious. It happened because people blocked. They stayed on their feet. Wayne Sevier was a phenomenal coach. Our coaches got it. We had the best people teaching it. We had unselfish players that wanted to see our return men in Pro Bowls. That's how it works. It's not that complicated. Yeah, it's just not that complicated. So if you want to win, then it's going to be a little boring. But in the end, I guarantee it's worth it. Trust me on that. 301-230-0980 is the number. For those of you that are tired of being in last place, you'll get it. you'll get it. Dr. Sabal,
I got killed.
Welcome to 980. How are you?
Well, K9 alert here, buddy. What's going on? When you're on the airways, my ears perked up.
I'm preaching. I've got a congregation. I got to get them to understand that, you know, we it's going to take some time, and we got to follow a specific game plan. I was thinking about you when I saw that the Canadian women's soccer coach was suspended for sending a drone to spy on opponents practicing. And I was wondering, if you were on a committee right now, what would happen to the Canadian coach?
I'd be like, you know, if they didn't shoot down your drone, keep doing it. Every little bit helps, Doc. I'm in the Belichick school. Now, I don't know. I probably would have just suspended him, too. But listen, you talk about being finished last place.
Yeah.
Proud of it. Well, I finished last night. I'm up here in Saratoga, New York, and we went gambling. I played blackjack and roulette, and I lost $200 in about 20 minutes. Every time I had 20, she had 20. When I had 12 and said I'm going to hold, she had 15 and hit a 6. I'm like, and then I hit one number on the roulette, and after that, I didn't hit anything else. So I finished last, and I'm getting ready to go to the horse races now, and hopefully I'll finish first. We'll see how that goes. I'll let you know about that probably tomorrow.
Well, now, we wish
gotta,
you luck.
Agree with you. Yeah. No, thank you, sir. I got to agree with you about quarterbacks. I'm tired of how people keep downing golf. To me, golf is better than Stafford, because Stafford, right when he got in the league, he was the best. What did he do? Not win one playoff game, despite having a Hall of Famer, Calvin Johnson, on his team. Goff had to be stuck with Fisher and was literally had to be dragged out of the gutter, and everybody said he was nothing. He was overdrafted, blah, blah, blah. And for him to come back from the dead like he did, I have so much respect for him, whereas Stafford could have taken the same Rams team like Goff did to the Super Bowl, except Goff had to play against Belichick and the Patriots. Who did Stafford get to play? He got to play the rookie Cincinnati coach and the rookie Burrow. It's apples and oranges. People don't realize that Goff could have won with the Rams, and I'm so glad Goff was with Detroit, because Detroit is better with Goff than with Stafford, and he doesn't have a Hall of Famer on his team. That Amon St. Brown may be one in the future, but he's not one now. So I'm a very, very big golf fan, and I'm tired of people razzing on golf.
Well, again, don't penalize them for they don't know what they don't know, and just let them enjoy that. It's not a problem, because in the end, it's just one person's opinion, and everybody has the right to their own. In the end, the law will prove itself out. Every year we do this.
Golf.
Oh, golf is.
It's gonna be Detroit,
I mean, how
San
can
Francisco.
I pick somebody that can't win at home? The
right.
Quarterbacks don't lose at home. They don't lose playoff games at home. It ain't happening.
Lamar Jackson does.
Well, again,
he's
at the bottom of this list.
Fred. He can't win a playoff game. Yeah.
He's not proven to be able to pull that off.
He couldn't beat his coordinator. I can't defend him.
Yeah. I can't defend it. That was the worst orchestrated game plan that I've seen in a long, long time against a young Kansas City defense. Doctor, good luck. We'll talk to you. Give us the results on Saturday. All right, good deal.
I will. Thank you. I'll see you.
Look forward to it. I tell you what. Them casinos. The only one I've ever heard of closing was one in Atlantic City. Have you heard of any other one? Have they ever closed?
Have they? Not that I know of.
For the much part, one indicator is that they're always open. And so that's a pretty good indicator that they're winning. And the only one I've heard of was in Atlantic City that was ever under any trouble. I've never heard of one, but, you know.
I'm sure there's some if you go back to the 60s and whatever and start following. But
someone will call us within the next 20 seconds, and they will know about that. casinos failing. I only heard of one.
Well, I know, like, on the Strip, you know, there's the big, you know, the big fancy ones. You see the Caesars and, like, whatever. And then there's some that look a little more run down, like, you know, the Circus
Yeah, they're run down, but they still open. I went to Vegas since the
I think every now and then they tear them down and put new ones on top of them, you know?
Yeah, I know it. They don't change them from casinos to ice cream parlors.
No, no, no. Not ice cream parlors.
Another casino, right. That's my point. So when they start changing them, again, correct me if I'm wrong, public, I've only known one of them in trouble. That's what the odd thing about it. Who is? Do we? What we on the clock? Are we good? Can we get
Let's do it quick and we'll go to break after.
All right, Bonesy, you tell me. A casino did not that didn't work? Where is it at?
Hey, shout out to my main man, Heavy Metal Chris. What's up, Doc? Hey, Doc, on that subject right there, I've got about two of them that I believe they in trouble. That's Rocky Gap and the Horseshoe down there in Baltimore. Okay. Man, them two casinos, man, they got to be in trouble, man, because they have nothing to attract people or money. Other than that, they got that Rod L on. We're not in Carlisle, but we back in camp. Man, I'm just posted up waiting, man. You know, hey, man, I love you guys. Appreciate y'all for taking my call. Peace.
All right, man. Back-to-back K-9s. We love that. It's and good weather, too. You know, what really sucks is when you get caught in rain in training camp and that ground becomes like sludge and you're tired and now you got to really that's tough. That is tough. But right now, it looks like it's going to be pretty good, pretty smooth. Can't wait to get our boots on the ground report as to what's churning Detroit. And again, I'm not like I'm a worrier. I just feel so bad being hurt. I mean, when you miss time, oh, my God, nothing more depressing to be in a cast or on crutches or whatever during camp. Oh, it's just awful. Absolutely awful. Yeah, all right. Break time we go right here on Team 980, DOC and Heavy Metal. In for Double D and the coach, who hopefully will get a chance to see Kevin tonight at the opening ceremonies of the Olympics. Back in a moment.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We probably, and welcome back to the Kevin Sheehan Show with Denton Day, DOC and Heavy Metal, pitching in, DHing. It's interesting. Donna Hopkins is on the scene. Yesterday, we were lucky enough to get her expertise on the offense. Today, we thought we'd switch up and get defense. And so, you know, Linnell Zion Willingham always says boots on the ground, so I always say skeletos on the ground when Donna's out there and say, what's it like? How's the weather? What's your gut feeling about day two?
I like that, Rick, as far as the shoes and shiny red ones at that one.
Shiny red skeletos, all right.
Weather is fantastic out here today. Was a little cloudy when we started off, but I mean, if you got football weather like this in July, the gods are looking out for you because it was a little breeze. It was perfect weather. And the offense to me stepped forward a little bit more today. Got to see a lot more of that. Mariota, to me, I think he had a solid practice today. Saw him complete some nice passes to Jahan Dotson over the middle. And also to a couple of the rookie receivers, you can see that he's progressing on. Jaden Daniels talked a little bit about just how Bobby Wagner, this is the key thing, Doc, is that Bobby Wagner is such a valuable commodity on this team, on both the defensive side and also helping the offensive side. A young quarterback, Jaden, just wrapped up his press conference. And he said that Bobby came up to him and was talking to him about, you know, knowing what he was going to do before he did it and trying to help him with his development and not having disguising your passes and everything, because Bobby was pointing out things of he knew what he was going to call. So I think that that was valuable for a young quarterback to have a Bobby Wagner over on the other side that can relay that to you to help your growth in moving forward. And so the quarterback play was pretty good today overall. You know, the defense, like you said, to me, I think that they're picking up the pace also.
Yeah, we Bobby reminds me of Captain London Fletcher. And you talk about an influencer. Somebody that leads on and off the field, they trust him. Somebody who, like Mike Singletary, is exhibiting those skills that he will ultimately be like Dan, that he will be a coach, or if he chooses to be right to segue into football and being a big influencer.
It's no joking with him either. It's all business. You know, you see players laughing, joking, and there's nothing wrong with that. But he is laser focused. I got a chance also to talk to Jamin Davis.
Oh, good. And, share that. What was that like?
Yeah, Jamin is progressing because a lot of people may not realize that Jamin has to pick up two positions this year as far as pass rusher and linebacker. And so he's been working with Ryan Kerrigan in as far as pass rushing. Everybody knows that Ryan Kerrigan was here for years with the Commanders and mm-hmm. now coaching here. And he's helping to develop
as far as Jamin Davis at that pass rushing. And Coach Quinn, I asked about Jamin Davis's development in his linebacker role and now as a pass rusher. So he's spending more time with the pass rushers right now, trying to grasp that. And I asked him the difference between the two in the learning edge and trying to, you know, work through both positions and try to get it all together. And he said he spends a lot of study time right now in the classroom and trying to understand putting your hands in the dirt versus, you know, the speed. But they said he's got all the attributes for what they're looking for as far as that pass rusher, his speed, his length, and all those things. And he said that he's still learning, you know, about even being a linebacker, that position. But now, Doc, you know, putting your hands in the dirt is totally different than being the linebacker.
Well, I'll take it from the great Ken Harvey and Charles Mann, Dexter Manley, our dear friend Tony Mack the Sack McGee, that have taught us the benefit of hands and how it is almost like a pitcher setting up a hitter. And they're doing things with the next move in mind. So everything is coordinated based on moves, something that we have not seen a lot of our guys in the past master. So, no, it's a game within the game, and we know that from Tony, and that well, we've learned that over the years. So it's going to be good. Metal, you got a question?
I'd really like to know if you saw Jaden Daniels do anything just special, interesting, maybe terrible, I don't know, anything today like from him?
I don't think so. I think that people are looking for this great play from him, this great progression, but I think that he's just taking, as they told me yesterday, baby steps, because the coaches, what they're trying to do is put in phase one, two, then three, four. And I think that he's learning when to throw the ball, when not to throw the ball, and navigating through that part of his understanding on this level. So I think that it's starting to come to him, but for Bobby Wagner to say, man, I would have picked that off more so because I read you what you were trying to do, and I think that that's what I'm looking at in Jaden, is that just continuously learning when you get on the field, and you well know that the defenses are going to be throwing things at him, and you got to think at a drop of a dime right quick and be able to execute that. And I think that's what he's getting comfortable in the red zone more so, or what he can squeeze in there. But Mariota, to me, I think a little more comfortable because of him being there before and seeing the various defenses and so forth. But I think that Jaden right now, I'm seeing what I expect to see from him right now. Great passes. Sometimes he had a sweet run across the middle to Jahan Dotson. That was completed, and then, you know, they took it in for a touchdown after that. So I think he's right where you expect it. You're seeing what you expect to see from him right now as far as his development moving forward.
Okay, I'll ask the question that most people think, nobody asks it. Who disappoints you? Who has not looked good as you thought they would or should?
Hey, Doc, you know, it's so many players out here right now. I'm trying to look at a whole bunch of players.
Right, that's what I thought. Okay.
Yeah, and I'm trying to really look at some of the younger guys that may be on the bubble or trying to make this team that may be that diamond in the rough. So I'm paying attention a little bit more to that. Brandon Coleman right now, and I think that he stepped up and he looks pretty good. Grassman Hole, I was watching him go against the defensive line in the middle, and that was one of the Austin Eckler ran through the middle in between Cosme and Coleman and went up the middle of the field for a touchdown. So I was liking what I seen as far as them opening up that team. But as far as really looking at players that have disappointed you or have stumbled out of the block, it's too early because there's so many players out here, and I'm trying to watch everybody and cone in on key players that I think that I can't say who has done what yet as far as, ooh, this is a guy that you really want to look at. But I do say that Jordan McGee is one of the guys, linebacker from Temple, that you definitely want to start paying attention to, because Al, the head trainer for the Commanders out here, he said that, hey, saw you talking to Jordan yesterday, and he, you know, I had him 3 years at Temple, and this is a guy that really has all the tools. So he's going to be drawing for that linebacker position to make his case to be on this team, that. Too.
See, I like what you, and the reason I asked the question was, you know, back in the day, people, somebody might show up out of shape. Somebody might have not been able to, not to catch a pass. Somebody might have just been obviously wrong. Well, now these guys are in tip-top shape. But you gave me Jordan McGee. We need a camp favorite. We need somebody to pop out and be what our late-round picks in the past, our undrafted free agents, to become Pro Bowlers. That's what this history of this organization has done. Because it don't matter where you select it. That's over. Once you get in there, now it's free game. We don't care where you're from, where you went to school. All we want to know is that, do you have enough dog in you so that we can get out of last place? And now you got me focused on Jordan McGee, and that's what I think is priceless. That we make these guys, they earn their stripes, and they become members of the Burgundy and Gold, earning it, not just on laurels. So thank you for that name. And right now we're going to keep eye on him. What
Rick,
number is he wearing?
He's number 58, and it's funny that you say dog, because he said that he's bringing the dog mentality from Temple to the Commanders, and you're starting to see that. I like everything. I like what he's saying, but like you said, what you do on the field is the most important thing. And let me tell you, Darrell Tapp has that defensive line rocking and rolling. Newman, saw him a little bit more today, like how he's coming along. And they said that he is the fastest defensive lineman on this team, Johnny Newton. And said, with a foot that he's coming back. So if he stays healthy and whatever, you better watch out. And just like Jamin Davis, as far as a pass rusher, they like him because he has the speed to get around the edges. So I'm liking what I'm hearing. I'm liking what I'm seeing. But next week is when it rock and rolls with the pads.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, again, that's I cannot wait for that. To me, that's when it officially gets underway. And so I'm good. You've encouraged me. And that's what every day somebody will stick, they'll flash out at you. And McCaffrey was like the first week you've been hearing about McCaffrey. I've been listening to all the reporters and all the Zion and all the people with the, you know, they're reporting, and you'll hear like B-Rob. Over and over, it's like, I keep, what name, B-Rob? This young man, I do believe, is blue chip. He is going to be a Pro Bowl. He's a Pro Bowl talent to me. Now,
yeah, he's got a swagger around him right now.
Yeah, no, but I think he's that dude. He's that guy. He's going to prove it. He can't do it alone. But if they get any help up front, and Daniel is Daniels, and he's going to have some time, because he can run it, he can catch it, he'll block, he's on teams. We have got to get more than one player in the top 100 to have a really good team. You got to have better players. And you may have them, but they got to become better in the game. Not in the press clippings or their past, but actually during the game. We got to get more results. You just can't have one guy in the top 100, even if the top 100 voted by players is not a clear barometer. All I'm saying is that better scheme, which we have, better leadership, which we have, is going to give us a better result.
Hey, Rick, you pulled out a name, Zion, number 14 wide receiver. I think he played with the Falcons, Eagles. This is a guy that today he shined because he caught touchdowns, balls over the middle. I mean, he was really involved in that offense and catching the ball. That's a guy, to me, that's going to stand out for that receiving core also. Zion, because I think that he, with Mariota, he was spot on. I mean, you could see that this is a guy that's going to step up in that receiving core, which is needed to me, is to have other guys. De'Ami Brown caught a ball. We talked about that yesterday, that he has to step up this year. So I saw him catch some balls today because guess what? Nobody's going to wait for you. Because other people want your job. That's what Austin Ekeler preached during OTAs, is that he's not trying to give up his job and whatever. He'll help everybody. But at the end of the day, he wants to be on this roster. And De'Ami Brown, with the receiving core that they've got right now, he's got to step up his game and get the attentions of the coach. He's got to stand out.
Well, I think Emmanuel Forbes really like what I see from him physically, and I was listening to Willingham's one-on-one with him yesterday, and these guys are going to progress. They're going to get bigger, stronger, faster, and from your vibe, I'm satisfied with it. Metal, you good?
I'm pretty good.
All right, good deal. Well, Donna, once again, we appreciate it. Yesterday, offense. Today, defense. And tomorrow, we'll talk specialists.
Specials, yes.
All right.
That's it.
All right. All three facets. We got to do it all. And then Sunday, we'll talk about the staff. We're going to cover this thing wall to wall, getting it done, because our people deserve the best. As Coach Thompson would say, Donna Hopkins, simply one of the best. Thank you.
Always good to kick it with you, Rick.
Thank you. Red Skelettos on the ground at the Commander's camp, and that's good. You know, every day we identify people by name, Metal, and that's good. Now, Jordan McGee, if you're going out there, where it's number 58, and he has earned that acclaim, linebacker out of Temple, and that's what it's all about. We need somebody to make a name for themselves and make us pay attention, earn that right, earn that position. Make the team, then make the highlights. And that's how we progress as a team. And we get better. And you know what? If Detroit could do it, we can do it. That's how I feel about it. There's no excuses. If Cincinnati can do it, we can do it.
Yeah, you know what else we got to do?
Pay bills.
Get to break. Yep.
Yes, indeed. I know it. Hey, man, Sheehan, it's a huge salary. Let's go pay it. We'll be right back. Day two, Operation Return to Glory. Donna Hopkins on the scene. The Commanders have provided some audio. Quarterback Daniels. And here's Jayden's comments on the quarterback competition.
Odd question for you. When's the last time you were not the official starter at this point in whatever camp you've been in?
2 years ago at LSU.
What do you like about, do you like having to compete for that role as opposed to saying you know you're going into the year as a starter? Or do you prefer the comfort of like, okay, I kind of know that and I'll be work on different things?
No, I mean, I like competing. You know, I'm a competitor, so regardless if I was announced a starter or not, you still got to compete. You know, you still can't be content of your job, you know, comfortable, and think it's just your job and still the deal. You got to go out there and compete. So for me, it's not a problem at all. You know, I like competing. That's up to DQ and AP for the decisions and stuff like that. But for me, I can control how hard I go out there and practice and how I compete.
Brilliant answer. I mean, I hope this isn't too good to be true. Because how else could you have answered that? That was a perfect 10. It doesn't matter where you put him. If you make him the starter, he's still going to be fighting like a dog to maintain it. I don't know if you could have answered that any better. Unless he was reading off a teleprompter. The other questions mount about Jaden is about, can he take the hits? Here's Jaden in avoiding contact.
Jaden, sort of a schematics question here. I'd imagine all your coaches tell all the quarterbacks don't take unnecessary hits. How do you marry that concept with Cliff? Like, are there things he can do, things he can call protections? How do you go about expressing those sort of schematics to him to help you on the field? Or do you, I should say?
They do it with me. Just be smart. When to take a shot, when to not, when to, you know, something's not there. You know, if it's first and 10, throw the ball away. Don't take a hit. You know, don't have a negative play. Try to eliminate first and second down sacks. And for us in the quarterback room, you know, our thing is always know where you're hot from, and know where your hot answers are. And that's something I'm still learning. Obviously, it's a process to learn that. But, you know, if we go five wide, we're going empty, man. Know who can make you hot and know where your hot answer is, because obviously you don't want to look one way and get ear hold and blindside another, you know, from a free runner. You know, that's no fun. So they do a great job of putting us in position to go out there and succeed, giving the answers to the test. And, you know, we just got to go out and do it.
I just love the fact that Jaden understands in practices the key to ramping things up.
And obviously this is going to progress each and every week through training camp. So basically, you know, you're in shells right now, helmet, T-shirt, shoulder pads, shorts. But now you're going to progress into live 11-on-11, pads come out, joint practices, preseason games. How will those moments and those situations kind of help grow and develop you, especially as a rookie quarterback?
Yeah, I mean, it's day by day. You know, taking it day by day when the pads come on, you know, that doesn't affect me too much as far as the pads going on, because they're not finna hit me, hopefully. But, you know, just going out there and just playing football, knowing where I'm going with the football, being decisive. When joint practice comes, learning different coverages that teams are going to throw, because obviously joint practice is a time where you could go out there and see a lot of different coverages, see a lot of different type of players instead of going against your teammates each and every day. You know, you get to go against other people and see where you kind of stand, you know, as far as maybe I can make this throw, I can hold on this a little bit longer, or like, this window might be a little bit tighter than, you know, other ones I've seen before and stuff like that. So it's a learning curve, and I'm excited to go out there and learn. And, you know, if I fail a little bit, you know, learn from it.
Beauty about all of this is we get exclusive content from day two at Commander's Park. Jaden, day two on the field. How could that? I think this is day
two. Wednesday was day one, and today's Friday, Doc.
Okay, this is the 20. That's the 22nd mistake I've made this year. How could I have done that? I have to go back and recalibrate things. Here's Jaden, all getting better.
Are there some things that, even in getting here, where, you know, it's jumped out to you that, like, I better get better here before I'm ready to do this?
Yeah, I mean, it's still a learning curve. Obviously, you know, we're reinstalling the base offense, but I know come down the road, you know, we're going to be asked to make a lot more checks. Obviously, Cliff and what he does as an offensive coordinator and how active he is trying to showcase our best talents, get the guys the ball in space. But that still comes with playing the game of football, man. If we don't like this look against this run, you know, we got to be able to check out of that. So it's different things. And just learning from Marcus, you know, and his experience has been a good thing.
That is awesome. Landfill, B. Mitchell Finley, nothing but love for you. Appreciate that. Let's go to break. We can digest that. We got some input to it. 301-230-0980 is the number. Open for Matt. This is, as the great Ken Beatrice used to say regularly, this is your show. We'll be back.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Day two, Operation Return to Glory. Donna Hopkins on the scene. The Commanders have provided some audio. Quarterback Daniels. And here's Jayden's comments on the quarterback competition.
Odd question for you. When's the last time you were not the official starter at this point in whatever camp you've been in?
2 years ago at LSU.
Do you like having to compete for that role as opposed to saying you know you're going into the year as a starter? Do you prefer the comfort of like, okay, I kind of know that and I'll be work on different things?
No, I mean, I like competing. You know, I'm a competitor, so regardless if I was announced a starter or not, you still got to compete. You know, you still can't be content of your job, you know, comfortable. And think it's just your job and still the deal. You got to go out there and compete. So for me, it's not a problem at all. You know, I like competing. That's up to DQ and AP for the decisions and stuff like that. But for me, I can control how hard I go out there and practice and how I compete.
Brilliant answer. I mean, I hope this isn't too good to be true. Because how else could you have answered that? That was a perfect 10. It doesn't matter where you put him. If you make him the starter, he's still going to be fighting like a dog to maintain it. I don't know if you could have answered that any better. Unless he was reading off a teleprompter. The other questions mount about Jayden is about, can he take the hits? Here's Jayden in avoiding contact.
Jayden, sort of a schematics question here. I'd imagine all your coaches tell all the quarterbacks don't take unnecessary hits. How do you marry that concept with Cliff? Like, are there things he can do, things he can call protections? How do you go about expressing those sort of schematics to him to help you on the field? Or do you, I should say?
They do it with me. You know, just being smart. When to take a shot, when to not, when to, you know, something's not there. You know, if it's first and 10, throw the ball away. Don't take a hit. You know, don't have a negative play. Try to eliminate first and second down sacks. And for us in the quarterback room, you know, our thing is always know where you're hot from and know where your hot answers are. And that's something I'm still learning. Obviously, it's a process to learn that. But, you know, if we go five wide, we're going empty, man. Know who can make you hot and know where your hot answer is, because obviously you don't want to look one way and get ear hold and blindside another, you know, from a free runner. You know, that's no fun. So they do a great job of putting us in position to go out there and succeed, giving the answers to the test. And, you know, we just got to go out and do it.
I just love the fact that Jaden understands and practices the key to ramping things up.
And obviously, this is going to progress each and every week through training camp. So basically, you know, you're in shells right now, helmet, T-shirt, shoulder pads, shorts. But now you're going to progress into live 11-on-11, pads come out, joint practices, preseason games. How will those moments and those situations kind of help grow and develop you, especially as a rookie quarterback?
Yeah, I mean, it's day by day. You know, taking it day by day when the pads come on, you know, that doesn't affect me too much as far as the pads going on, because they're not finna hit me, hopefully. But, you know, just going out there and just playing football, knowing where I'm going with the football, being decisive. When joint practice comes, learning the different coverages that teams are going to throw, because obviously joint practice is a time where you could go out there and see a lot of different coverages, see a lot of different type of players instead of going against your teammates each and every day. You know, you get to go against other people and see where you kind of stand, you know, as far as maybe I can make this throw, I can hold on this a little bit longer, or nah, this window might be a little bit tighter than, you know, other ones I've seen before and stuff like that. So it's a learning curve, and I'm excited to go out there and learn. And, you know, if I fail a little bit, you know, learn from it.
Beauty about all of this is we get exclusive content from day two at Commander's Park. Jaden, yeah, or day three, pardon me, day three, day two on the field. How could that? I think this is day
two. Wednesday was day one, and today's Friday, Doc.
Okay, this is the 20. That's the 22nd mistake I've made this year. How could I have done that? I have to go back and recalibrate things. Here's Jaden, all getting better.
Are there some things that, even in getting here, where, you know, it's jumped out to you that, like, I better get better here before I'm ready to do this?
Yeah, I mean, it's still a learning curve. Obviously, you know, we're reinstalling the base offense, but I know come down the road, you know, we're going to be asked to make a lot more checks. Obviously, Cliff and what he does as an offensive coordinator and how active he is trying to showcase our best talents, get the guys the ball in space. But that still comes with playing the game of football, man. If we don't like this look against this run, you know, we got to be able to check out of that. So it's different things. And just learning from Marcus, you know, and his experience has been a good thing.
That is awesome. Landfill, B. Mitchell Finley, nothing but love for you. Appreciate that. Let's go to break. We can digest that and got some input to it. 301-230-0980 is the number. Open for Matt. This is, as the great Ken Beatrice used to say regularly, this is your show. We'll be back.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.